This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on the 8th of June 2016. I'm Alex Ritson. To the markets and America's main share index, the Dow Jones has closed above 18,000 for the first time since April, closing number 18,005, a rise of 0.33% on the day. Doug McIntyre was watching the day's trading for 24/7 Wall Street.
I think it's psychologically important because a lot of people thought the market would be bad this year, particularly if you go back 5 months, and this lays all that to rest. People look at it and say, this could be the year when the stock market is up double digits again, and with questions about the economy and oil, that's a pretty good result.
Of course, most of the trading on the U.S. stock market now, though, it isn't done by humans with emotions who care about the 18,000 markets. It's done by computers. Is it going to make a lot of difference?
I don't think it makes a lot of difference to the computers, you're right, but I think to the people who own the computers, they still look at momentum in the market, and as you know, particularly momentum in certain stocks. The stocks that are owned by institutionals primarily are huge cap stocks, so it may not be a sentimental issue with institutional investors, but they still look at it as a sign that they're making money.
You've had news on the best chief executives in the United States. What's going on?
There's a firm called Glassdoor, which is an employee research firm. They do this every year, and for 2016, a guy who nobody's ever heard of won, the CEO of Bain, which is a big consultancy that pays their employees six figures, but not a whole household name. Once you get into the top 10, the Facebooks and the Googles and Apples are there, but none of them made the first place.
Doug McIntyre at 24/7 Wall Street. At the end of the trading day in London, the 100 share index was up 0.3% at 63.01. Gold trading at $1,262 an ounce. On the New York currency markets, the pound a little weaker, trading at $1.45. The euro up 0.3 cents at $1.13.9 US cents.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.